Good morning, Orville. Today is Tuesday, 5th of October, and in studio a couple of volunteers at Microphone Miriam. It's partly cloudy now with 28 degrees Celsius, and the forecast for today is overcast with chance of rain. Temperature rain low 28 and high 32 degrees Celsius. The wind is calm today, and the chance for the precipitation is on 20%, but later we can expect some thunderstorms. Today the longest day, 11 hours and 58 minutes, and sun rose at 5:59 and will set down at 5:58. Moon is waning crescent and 10% of it is illuminated. And here's Andy talking about one of the numerous services she does for Orville and Orvillians. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Let's talk about colon hydrotherapy.
Yes, Miriam. I am currently starting to practice colon hydrotherapy at Quiet Healing Center. And colon hydrotherapy, or colonic irrigation, is washing out of the large intestine, the colon. It comes water from inside through the backside of your body and fills your colon and then carries out back again with the water all the toxic waste from the body. And we live in such a toxic world, our eating habits, our thought habits, and of course the environmental pollution to which we're exposed every day. Now, through this toxic buildup throughout our life, the toxins build maybe in our cells, in our organs, and then we come up with dis-ease. Diseases develop from this toxified life. So colon hydrotherapy is a way to address this toxic lifestyle in the 21st century world and empty our toxic load very quickly and effectively. So it follows along the belief that the colon is the waste bucket of the body, and in the same vein of logic, if we empty the waste bucket, then our cells are free to dump their toxins once again into the waste basket.
Tell us how you felt after first colon hydrotherapy.
After colon hydrotherapy, one feels uplifted. If it's a good therapist, which I hope to be, then the client will get off the table and really feel like they just unloaded lots of weight, of toxins, of years of emotional distress, all of this. It's all connected. You feel uplifted.
If I come to you for the first time?
First, we would start with just a conversation. About an hour-long consultation where I tell you a little more in depth about the process and I find out about you and about your lifestyle. And I'll find out if this process serves you and will serve you. And then, if it does, then we would meet for 5 or 6 sessions, half of a series. You can meet once, twice a week. And then after those sessions, if you want to continue, you can. But throughout the time, after 3 sessions, you'll really be feeling your colon come back into shape because the colon is a muscle, so it regains tone.
How you started?
Very good. I started with getting certified and going to school, an intensive program I learned from the woman who I consider to be the goddess of colon hydrotherapy, to practice on my own self. I really know this to do it to myself because I am going through my own cleansing process. And I also feel that a holistic health practitioner can't really help someone else unless they've been there themselves. So I'm going there, and I'm that's why I'm certified. I practice on myself, and since I have this skill and I have the equipment, I decided to really help Orville, as that is my intention with teaching English, teaching yoga, anything I do, working at the radio. So I'm here to help Orvillians who are ready to start the detoxification process, or preferably who have already started. And yeah, I'm just here to share what I have.
And if you would like to go for the colon hydrotherapy she's offering, you can contact Quiet Healing Center at reception 262-2646 or at 262-2329. Tonight at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see an Italian movie, Ma che colpa abbiamo noi? What Fault It Is for of Ours, made in Italy in 2003 by director Carlo Verdona. The movie is a comedy and it's in Italian with English subtitles. The story follows 8 people in a therapy group headed by an elderly psychotherapist who dies of a heart attack during a session. The group includes main character Gege, surrounded by a gay intellectual, an aspiring mother, an unfaithful husband, an anorexic student, a sensitive young man, a 50-something blonde and conservative musician. The group meets again at the therapist's funeral and they end up staying at inn together for the weekend. The characters have various degrees of psychotic diseases, but basically they are not very different than us. They do have fears, and they appear gradually during the plot. Irony is widespread and pleasant, and does not shade the fact that happiness is a prize hardly, if ever, won. Tomorrow, at the same place and time, we can see an American movie, Inside Hurricane Katrina, made in USA at 2005 by National Geographic. And the movie is English with English subtitles. Using government audio tapes, interviews and round-the-clock the news coverage, this in-depth National Geographic special seeks to answer a long list of questions. Among them, why were emergency personnel so willfully unprepared for Hurricane Katrina? After tearing a path through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Katrina was declared the most destructive and costliest natural disaster in United States history. Now, something about the roads from Unity Transport Service. You may all be aware of the new toll gate that is coming up between Couch Road and Jupmer. They are planning to apply for the toll gate pass for all the hourly taxi services and also people who have individual onboard vehicles so that they don't have to pay every single trip at the toll gate. If you would like to be a part of this, please call Unity Transport Service and give your car registration number at the earliest and get a pass. Contact numbers are 944-33-62218. Or 262-3586 and 262-3587. In Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo we read, disease will always return to the body if the soul is flawed. For the sins of the mind are the secret cause of the sins of the body. So too, poverty and trouble will always return on a man in society, so long as the mind of the race is subjected to egoism. Thank you for listening to us and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
I saw you dying in my dreams.